Can you talk to me a little bit about the budget challenges that the district is facing and how we got here?
Yeah, certainly. A couple of challenges. The first one, and probably our biggest challenge, is what's called an unfunded pension liability. And we have a need to put in additional dollars on top of, currently we do a matching where the employee pays 9.78% of their salary and the district matches with 9.88%, but that match is not enough to keep the unfunded liability from growing without putting extra dollars in. So it's fairly complicated because actuarial work is done where they project, here's what you need to put into it. So we've been putting in, for example, last year we put in an additional $12.5 million into the pension, and we used unencumbered cash reserves for that and didn't do any budget reductions. This year, unfortunately, that budget liability grew to $18.9 million mm-hmm. into the pension to help with the unfunded liability. And so it really made the budget reductions tougher. And on top of that, we had some approximately $12 million in state cuts, which I think we could have handled the $12 million if it wouldn't have run into having the pension obligation. So kind of a perfect storm in that regard. And I think the state, we project that we'll be okay with them next year, but unfortunately, the pension obligation goes up to approximately 21.9 or 22 million. But I also would say we have a large budget, so it is doable. It's painful. I mean, do not get me wrong. I've been in conversations with employees who have lost their positions or are projected to lose their positions when the board vote, and it's pretty darn difficult.
One of the things that I've heard a lot, and I'm sure you've heard it a lot, is how can the district pass a bond while they're in the midst of budget cuts? So could you explain the difference in those two things?
Great question, and you're right, I have heard that. It's really, they're totally two separate things. You know, the bond issue is a long-term 50-year issue versus some short-term budget pain that we're gonna have this year and maybe some next year as well. The bond issue is for 50 years. You've got to build new schools that if you don't alleviate the overcrowding, you've basically shut down this district's ability to grow. We've got 265 portables today in the district. We've got the largest kindergarten, first grade classes since the early 70s right now in our district. And as those students matriculate up through the system, if we don't do something, what are you gonna do? And in many places, we can't even add more portables, even if we wanted to, which we don't want to. Mm-hmm. We know those aren't the best environments. I recently did a podcast with the principal from Castellar, and we shot it in a little house across the street that the district's purchased to have as a classroom. Well, you know, we're making it work, and the kids are learning, but it shows you some of the extreme measures we're taking to try to have classroom space. And the other part of it is, we can't even add teachers because there's no space for them, so oftentimes the class size is going up because there's no other place mm-hmm. to put the young person. So we'll add a para, for example, and we'll try to eke through the year, but that's really not what you want to do 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. And so this bond issue is much, much bigger, and the actual space that's opening, going to open for 3 to 4 years down the road by the time it's all done. And by then, your enrollment would have grown, which increases your budget. And we also get 2 years of increased state aid when you're opening a new building because they realize you're transitioning with the increased enrollment. So I see them as totally separate